This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. If I could wake up tomorrow and be better at one thing, it would be cleaning and organizing. Oh, I think I would probably think I could fly if I was better at either one of those things. Well, better is a feeling defined by you or me. It's defined by the person who wants to feel better. And for BetterHelp, it's a BetterHelp therapist who really gets you. Now, it's a focus on global emotional well-being, right? So like the totality of you. With thousands of therapists and millions of members in over 100 countries, it's progress. And it gets better at, you know, all the things. I'm talking about handling stress in healthier ways, shopping less online, being more present with your kids, being able to shut down your phone. Listen, there are so many things that can help you, but I'm telling you right now, BetterHelp is the way to help you feel better. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/argue. That's betterhelp.com/argue. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an argument? My name is Angel Akita Tanksley. She likes to eat some pita, Angel. And I'm here with my baby, Amar. And I'm joined by my husband.
I'm the other host of It's Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we've been doing for 10 years, and we do it every single goddamn week. And we have a good time doing it. We are joined every single week We're joined by our media family, all right? That's the people that are in our Patreon. We always talk to them. We have a real close relationship. That's why we call them a media family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangels. It's a low of $5 a month, and we greatly appreciate it. And we get in. You can get in on all this goodness, all the little extra stuff that everybody else don't see. You already heard from our wonderful sponsor, BetterHelp. If you need those services, go ahead and use them, and make sure you use our promo code and get your BetterHelp. How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. If y'all hear this crinkling, if you're not watching on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, there we go. It's because this baby, Amar, who's also joining us, our youngest, had two big old ring pops in his pocket.
I'm going to give them to some guy if they did good at school.
We'll tell them in the mic. You got to talk normal, though, so they can understand you.
Sanka, I'm going to give
talk normal.
Sanka, I'm going to give you two ring pops if you do good at school.
So he took them for Sanka because today was their first day of middle school.
Yeah, and today was Marcus's last first day.
I know it. I started crying today for 2 seconds.
Telling a simple story and broke down.
It's just, goodness gracious.
It came like somebody just ran out of the cloud and said, just snuck you, just ran out. Whop, take his tears. She said, yes, so I was talking to him. And then,
I said, I'm getting emotional. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's crazy. You could see all the emotion on the mom's faces, and then you could see all the little, you could see the fear in a lot of the kids' faces. It's like, they don't even know yet. It ain't going to kick in till that last week of school. And they like, no, but wait, like for real though.
For real though.
That's what it kicked in for me. I was like, no, this is real. Like, I got to go be an adult now.
You know, with our son, it's just like, he is trying. He's trying to become whatever the most, he's not doing it with flying colors, but he is trying to become the more responsible version of himself.
Yeah, he really is.
So
I mean,
yeah,
it's okay that he's not doing well at it. The fact that he's trying, I'm like, that's all you got to do is try. You're going to become it just by trying.
Right.
Because we know people that ain't or just now started. And I'm like, you're going to be behind for a little bit.
And he was so, I felt bad for him. He was so frustrated when he got to the school because I guess the ride home was just irritating. The ride to the school was really irritating for him. He probably caught a lot of traffic.
Yeah, all that traffic. I told him he needs to just cut straight down versus doing the back way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to get worse and worse, especially with construction and everything else going on.
Mm-hmm. Amar, they want to know when you lost your teeth.
I forgot when I lost my tooth.
You forgot when you lost your tooth?
He been yanking his teeth out like crazy. He has a ritual where he'll go sit on the island in the kitchen and grab a bunch of paper towel, and he'll sit there and yank and pull for however many days it takes to...
You're not scared to pull out your teeth?
Yeah.
What? Talk normal.
Yeah.
You are scared? Yes, ma'am?
No, I'm not scared.
You're not scared?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
He has this random voice that he likes to do with us, and it makes me so mad.
When he talks normal, he just sounds normal. That's usually when he's talking to his brothers. But when he's talking to us, either he does this little pygmy voice that we can't hear. It's not even a real voice. He don't even say real words. Just or he does this character.
Yeah. That's how I'm going to start talking to you. Yeah. And you're not going to be able to understand me. I'm going to be like, what'd I say?
Did you do your homework?
He said, listen, I can understand it just fine. You can talk to me.
It's my language. What you talking about?
How did you feel this morning?
I feel fine. I feel like, I don't know, it's the same way I always do when they first start school. It's like just kind of a, I don't know.
Oh, feel it. I didn't know you feel that.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know if it's the... I don't know what that is. I was like, is the pressure of making sure they're getting in school? I don't know if it's there. They seem, especially Sign Cal, they was excited to get back to school.
Uh-huh.
It's probably lingering from when I was back in school at that age.
Yeah, you probably
the residual PTSD.
Right. You don't want them to go through it.
Yeah.
Until
I was in high school, I always hated going back to school.
Yeah.
I always hated it. And that all stemmed from me not doing the preschool stuff that everybody else did. Like, I started kindergarten. That was the first time I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, who's all these people? I don't want to be here. Hated it.
Oh.
Still remember the smell. Even the smell of, like, elementary schools, like the cardboard and the crayons and that odor that it has, it brings all the memories back.
Yeah, no. The back-to-school smell also gives me anxiety. Not for the same reasons, I switch schools all the time.
Oh.
So it was like the feeling of, okay, I don't know these people.
Uh-huh.
I've got to make friends. I got to do all that. So it was always a bit stressful.
Yeah. That's why I get what he be going through around new people. I'm like, I did that going to school because, again, everybody else was used to that process because they had been at daycares and preschool and then kindergarten. Me, I was with my aunt, my granny. It's like until that first day.
Yeah, yeah. I truly.
No, Mark got his from growing up in the pandemic.
Yeah, but what's crazy is Amar is finally at the place where the people who have been in his life for long enough, he actually shows them like affection. For instance, Melanie Goosby. Now, Melanie has known me, or we've known each other.
I'm not a lawyer, but for anybody confused.
I want to say since he was a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You think about it, COVID and all that?
And I met her before COVID.
I'm just saying, like.
Yeah,
that era. I mean, we were cool enough because we were hanging around each other
during COVID.
So we had
yeah.
known each other before then, yeah.
So when she came over our house, not this past weekend, but the weekend before last, Amar ran down the steps and gave her a hug first. Yeah. To the point she was like, "Oh, I'm getting a hug. Thank you." He did it to Rhea. Rhea was even shocked. Yeah.
He's always had those wax and wanes, those ups and downs. Like at time, this is shortly after he started forming like full sentences and Quinn came over and he sat there and talked to her for about 15 minutes.
Oh, yes, I remember. Yes.
And she was like, "Oh, my God." I'm like, "Yeah, this is not normal for him." But so every now and then he'll hit those and people are always shocked.
Yeah.
They'll come, "Amar gave me a hug."
Amar.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what makes you shy. When are you your shyest? What makes you feel the most shy?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
Who are you not shy with?
You.
You're not shy with me?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're shy with me. When I like catch you dancing and I'm like, "Oh, get it." Then you go hide. Why do you do that to mommy? You don't know. I like seeing you dance and sing.
Let me tell you what. I hate everything that I have on right now. These shorts, this raggedy shirt. Only thing I like is the socks, the shoes, and the drawers.
Why is the shirt raggedy to you?
The way it's fitting and hanging. It's just a weird shape.
Let me tell y'all real quick and then we'll go back to Amar. So today was the first day of school for our 12th grader and our middle schoolers. But because my son is a 12th grader and also because I was chosen to be a senior representative, that is a volunteer that the school has. There's three of us. And we are over planning a bunch of the special activities that happen for the seniors. The first being senior breakfast the first day of school. So for the past month, we've been planning what food we were getting, how we were decorating, who's picking up what, and also something that's like a tradition at the school is that the seniors get a color. They get to vote. This is the first senior group that's gotten the color blue. No one has ever been able to allow to use blue.
Right, because it's, yeah.
Because the school colors have a blue in them. But this is not the color blue. It's electric blue. So on the first day.
That ain't even electric. Ain't nothing electric blue. I said they had three options of colors. And they picked the weirdest. Didn't nobody have on the same blue? I said it's just
going
to
be. Well, because a lot of people thought the color was a royal blue. They heard it was royal blue. So that's where there was a lot of people in royal blue. And there were some people.
They all voted. What royal blue wasn't in the damn options.
Well, no, there was a scale of blue. Yes, there was. And they didn't know which scale on the blue was chosen.
The day that they chose, I was there.
You're not understanding. So there were three main colors. It was yellow, maroon, blue. But on the blue, for the vote, it had three different blues on the blue. So they didn't know which one.
I'm saying the day that they picked, the kids was already wearing this ugly-ass electric blue. That was the thing that they gave out. Yeah.
Yes.
They were giving out, yeah, bandanas. So I'm saying they all knew what the color looked like.
No, I'm telling you, they were like, "We thought it was royal blue," and they just put any blue in the thing. And I was like, "No, it's electric. It's electric blue." So regardless.
Everybody had the wrong damn color on because ain't nothing electric blue.
Regardless, the parent volunteers, we also all tried to wear like a part of the electric blue. So I knew Marcus wasn't going to go out and buy a shirt, so I bought him and little Marcus the same shirt. And so Amar came and volunteered, and he didn't wear electric blue. He wore his green. So that is why Marcus is dressed in a way that he does not prefer, is that he was dressed to blend in with the parent volunteers.
I didn't realize these shorts fit so horribly. I've had these shorts a long time. I'm letting all this go when I get home.
Okay, Amar.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you shy around daddy?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
Well, who else are you not shy around?
I don't know.
You're not shy around Sire Kai, are you?
Never.
You're not shy around them. And you're not shy around Marcus. But what about Daddy?
I don't know.
That's his favorite thing to be able to say. Are you excited about the first day of school?
Yeah.
No, talk normal.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
He starts school on Wednesday. We go to his school today to find out. You ready to meet your new teacher?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that's good. Amar being the baby is still blowing my mind because we are at this, like, finish line for one and so far away for him. 10 years, a whole decade will have to pass.
Yeah.
This is something that I found out. I watched this video today of the seniors at the senior sunrise. Somebody recorded, what do you hope to be doing in 10 years? Your son said somewhere on TV being famous. Famous on TV somewhere. What I was shocked is that at least 10 of the girls that responded said, hopefully married.
That is shocking, especially in this day and age.
I was blown away. And I thought to myself, oh my God, our son could potentially be married and have had his first child by the time he is graduating.
Yeah. Be 27.
Oh my goodness. That's how... Were you already 28? You were 28 by the time we had Marcus.
Was I 28? No. I was 27.
He was born in 2009. So, yeah. Yeah, because he was born. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Would that be crazy?
No, not at the time, no. Then it won't be. Right now, yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, my goodness, a beautiful grandbaby. Anywho, so your feeling is gone now? The feeling of nervousness?
To me, yeah.
Yeah, the feeling?
Yeah.
How was your weekend, though?
I don't even remember my weekend. It was cool. Let me think. What did we do, Friday? What was going on? Saturday? I don't know. I know I missed my car show this year. I'm not happy about that.
You could have went.
No, I couldn't have went.
I would have just taken those things. I would have been okay
anyway,
with it.
Anyway, I missed my car show. Ain't no point in saying I could have went. I don't know if y'all could have seen it on my feed last year and the year before. There's a classic car show thrown by Classic Black or Black Classic Car Club. I can't remember which order it's in. Anyway, they throw it in Long Beach every year because that's where they're from. And it's a enormous classic car show gathering. It ain't even a show. It's a car gathering. And it's pretty much all Black people.
Yeah.
It's like 98% Black. Everybody's welcome, but it's
usually... Do you drive one of the old schools down there? Huh? Which old school do you usually drive down there?
I always take the Continental.
Why never the Mustang?
Mustangs are dime a dozen. Continental is like, that's a head turner. Oh, because they're so rare.
You won't flex on them.
You got to flex. You go to a car show. If you ain't flexing, don't pull up.
Is that true?
Mike Epps stopped me.
No.
And was like, this motherfucker. I mean, he got a dope car too. He got a 57. I think it's a 57 Bel Air. But I was pulling out and out of the parking lot. And he was like, hey, flag me down. That made me feel, I was like, no, that right there. Because he got a real dope car. But
I would have been like, how much you want for it?
Yeah, I'm, don't get me wrong. I love my Mustang. But no, the Continental is, that's the car show car.
How much would you let that car go for?
Oh, shoot. There'd be something stupid.
Like what?
If somebody wanted to buy that car, I let it go for a 90.
Okay. So if it was 95, no thoughts to it, you would take it and run.
Yeah. 95,000?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the Mustang?
Mustang? I've gotten multiple offers to buy that car, and I always tell people, you can buy 340s before you buy this one.
Okay, how much?
Mustang, 75.
Okay, so if I can get us to 170, them cars is gone.
Yeah, you damn right.
Okay.
I'm going to get three more.
No.
Three more coming. Another Continental, another Mustang. Then I'm going to add probably a Charger to the mix. 69 Charger?
No, Daddy. Could you check? Put your shoulders down. Put your shoulders down. Can you check Kamar's neck to see if
what's wrong with his neck?
So, anywho, let's do Tank Sleep Ride. You cool with that?
Yeah.
Tell them what it is.
Tanksley Pride is a segment that we do. 75,000. Tanksley Pride is a segment that we do, and we talk about our four boys, one or all or a combination of our four boys. They are Tanksley Pride. So that's our Pride Alliance, and we are proud of them. That's where our pride goes into.
Yes.
So what's your Tanksley Pride doing?
Oh, our oldest is coming into his own. First half of the story has nothing to do with that. First half is I did senior jeans for Marcus, and I decorated the jeans in a Sonic the Hedgehog theme. And I have never been more proud of an arts and craft project that I have done for my children. This takes me back to when I made driver's license for all the guests at his third birthday party. And everybody lived on 2 Cute Street. And Toddlerville, USA. It was so cute.
She did really good on the pants. They were dope.
So he wore them the first day of school. I'll be posting them online, but that definitely made my day. I was in a happy place. I was in my happy place on that floor. Body hurt every time I got up. Body hurt.
It was exciting to do that project.
But my child's coming into his own, and he, especially in how he's navigating young ladies.
This boy right here. Man.
Let me tell you.
The way he laughs at my reaction style it is. He laughs mostly because he sees that I've been right the whole time. He just like every time he comes with new information, he's like,
so. I know. I literally heard him upstairs going, "Oh," and yeah, I was like,
"Yeah, when you say what's wrong?"
What's beautiful?
Rain down on me.
What's beautiful, one, is that he actually enjoys sharing with us.
Yeah. He said, yeah, I'll go ahead.
Because I asked him, I was like, are you glad that you can come to us about this? He was like, yes, because I don't think my friends would be giving me this type of advice.
Yeah, I said, your friends will be giving you horrible advice because they are ass and don't know what they're doing themselves.
And, and it's nice for me as a mom because I've always, this is what I have thrived for, or not thrived for, strived for, excuse me, is for my son to feel comfortable talking to me about certain stuff. I know there'll come a point in time where there'll be a line that he crosses that he's going to be like, all right, I need to keep this to myself. But every
line,
even then it might be like.
It might be, but I'm saying, yeah.
No, but it has nothing to do with me being mom and you being dad. I know that there comes a point in time where his business is seriously private. Mm-hmm. And I am just glad that because he's not near that threshold, that he's willing to share. Because there are kids that are nowhere near that threshold that are not telling their parents nothing.
Oh, I know that. That's right. Most of them.
Exactly. So that was the point I was making. And even though he was a late bloomer, When I tell you my son is pulling some of the baddest chicks I have ever seen.
These little girls are so pretty.
They are gorgeous.
It was the one I kept seeing pictures. I've only seen pictures of most of them. And then the one that wanted to come out to eat with him or whatever, I was like, who is this beautiful avatar? She don't even look real.
She don't even look like real. Computer generated. That's how pretty this girl is. I said, all right now. This is the all right. Okay. This makes your mother happy. You understand? So he's having to navigate some like unknown waters for him that are going to be complex. Potentially complicated. He has to.
There's a small world out there, and he's got a lot funneling down right to him. That's the problem.
And you know, he wants to make sure that he needs to make sure whether or not he wants to. He needs to make sure he's handling this with a certain amount of tact and care, so that he doesn't end up looking like the bad guy in the end.
Right, because he is not me, and I don't want him to be. I was like, I admire you trying to do the right thing, but everybody don't need to know everything.
And he is just like, oh God. I mean, when I tell you, this is like such a crazy situation for him to be. And I feel for him because it's just like, why is this happening? Like, there was no reason for this to happen, but it is happening. And so him trying to figure out, okay, how do I proceed in a way that I'm not locking myself in when I'm not at that place, but also not hurting anybody's, he doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. Somebody says Marcus got options. That's how he's viewing it, as options. The difference between me and him is I would have viewed it as a menu.
That's still options.
No, because options like this or that. Menu is like this and.
You're like, no.
But,
it's a different, it's opportunities, not options. You go with all the opportunities. It's so funny because he really is like, okay, how do I move forward without this getting messy?
And they asking questions like, so what about, I said, look, you ain't got to answer. I said, answer the question with a question. That's what you handle it. It's so entertaining watching him go through this. I'm enjoying it so much.
It's my favorite soap opera. Favorite.
I'm also enjoying.
That's what it's a sampler. That's how you see it. It's a sampler.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, yeah, no, the chicken tenders, the mozzarella sticks, and
the tuna tartar, quesadilla. Yeah.
All that on the plate. But go ahead.
Donut bites, holes, all of it.
I want the bites and the holes.
Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, seeing him like he's going through it, and it's like I told him it was something. Earlier this weekend, I told him, I was trying to tell him something, and he was just like, yeah, but I said, Marcus, it feels like I'm teaching you to drive all over again. You trying to tell me something that you need to do, and I know full well that you are wrong, and I've been doing this for 30 years. I said, I've been doing this for 50 years, and I'm only 44. I was like, this is us driving again. I know what I'm talking about, and you don't, because you ain't never been here. I said, now that you're driving, you see all the stuff that I used to tell you where you used to try to argue with me? He's like, yeah. It's like, so shut up and listen. So now he's starting to see all that. So I was like, I said, so how you plan on handling, you know, one particular thing? He's like, oh God, I don't know. It's so comforting to see this type of stress on him. None of it's bad.
Yeah, none of it.
It's just like...
He's just, but let me tell you, I'm like.
Yeah, Vivica, Tyra, and Hallie, just everybody right.
I'm like, average girls don't have a chance because if this what's approaching you, the girls at his school aren't an option just because they're not an option. It has nothing to do with whether or not they're gorgeous or not. But the girls that are an option because they're not at his school, good God. I was like, y'all's parents did great because these faces then came together. came together. I was like, oh, yeah. I told little Marcus, I said, you want me to be a peacock. You want me to be proud. You bring home somebody that look like that and tell me that's who you going to marry. Let me tell you, this is my daughter. I said, that's the way. I'm going to be introducing the baby. This is my daughter. Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's how daddy was. One of the random proms I went to. She came over to the house. Daddy said, boy.
Listen, and the thing is, what's great is because he set the bar so high with his first homecoming.
Oh, yeah.
He took Amira, watermelon egg rolls. Y'all know Ashley's daughter, and she's obviously gorgeous.
Yeah.
Marcus said people still ask about her to this day. They still. And she,
because again, the room got quiet when he walked in with her. Like,
mm-hmm. Like friends were looking at him like, that's you? He's like, mm-hmm. And they're still good friends.
Yeah. She gave us your birthday shout out and everything.
Right. So I said, now, you gotta make sure you're at that level or above for your next homecoming.
Especially in high school. You can't take a step back. At least not in my high school. You couldn't.
And this beauty queen, I said, oh, yeah, 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 that'll shut it down. It was so, this one girl, so pretty, that another pretty girl who I know thinks she's gorgeous, and other people do too, like white boys, black boys, they think this other girl is gorgeous. She stopped and looked at her and said, oh my God, you're gorgeous. And the girl said, oh, thank you. She was like, no, really, your face. I said, oh, that's when you know. That's when you know you gorgeous, is when the person who is used to getting all the attention stops and goes, wait, what is happening? So, yeah, that's my Tanksley pride story, is that bless my little son's heart. He's in a little bit of a conundrum because, yes, he is unlike his daddy. He wants to handle the situation with care, discretion, and tact. And and this is an easy situation to get wrong. Easy to get wrong. So, like, it's like trying to avoid different landmines because this could set this off in a wrong way, even though it's not my intention, and I'm not sure which direction to walk in.
It really is just all around honesty. That's all it is. Like, don't try to do nothing ignorant, which he's not.
Yeah.
It was just, at that age, I would have been honest too, but on a scale of, no, we can all just be friends. Like,
no, what he say? That's not the goal. He said what the goal was.
He did say what the goal was.
But unlike his daddy.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for no. I wasn't.
Just put it down, child.
I wasn't. That wasn't one of my goals. Hold on. Let me harp on a little longer. Me talking to him. He can't even look at me without laughing at this point. Because anytime I look at him, it could be something completely different. Now I'd be like, just shaking my head, smiling. And he just bust out laughing all over again. But, this has been pure entertainment. My Tank's Pride story, you know what? I'm going to stick on him. There was an event that we had this weekend. So his birthday was on Saturday. And there was an event that we had that I normally would not have went to, but it was kind of him doing that event as well for his birthday. It just happened to fall on the same day. So he was like, I'm already be here. Just watching him move through these crowds of people. And if I had seen that one, the one little situation where he said he did do what he said he did, I'd let me get these skate up in his hot ass rink so I can figure out what's going on.
Oh, you would have went out.
Oh, yeah. Because I didn't know any of this. I didn't know the person. I didn't know anybody was there.
They were walking in when I showed, like, right when I pulled up, and I was like, bad. So as soon as I got in there and they saw me, they were like, hey. I was like, hi, ladies. How y'all doing?
But so basically we went to this event, and then and for his birthday, he was like, I just want to go grab something to eat. We were like, cool. So he had these young ladies that went out of their way and was like, we want to come eat with you all for Marcus's birthday. So me explaining it, because I don't think it really set in for him. I think he just like, oh, yeah, people coming for my birthday. Like, no, these people done went out of their way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, drove out of their way.
Mm-hmm.
Just to come stare at you, eat this questionable Mexican food. I said, first of all, one, on their part, that is very bold.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be very appreciative and show your appreciation.
Yeah.
I said, because this right here, especially at this age, ain't normal.
No.
Because it was a total, it was a four.
People.
I think four, it was five total. But I think they were all in support of the one.
That's exactly. So that's really like, what it was.
They riding or dying for her to make sure. And then the other one had an agenda with the other young man.
Yeah.
But the main focus was Marcus. Like, he going to be there. So we won't be there with him. So just watching him navigate that, and of course being oblivious to the attention that's being given to him. Because I'm at the opposite. I'm all the way. It's like 20 of us, however many the reservation was for.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting at the opposite end. So I got a great point of view of everything. My vantage point, I can see everything. And I'm like, he has no idea.
None.
That these people are staring at his tonsils.
None.
Every little throat clear is just like full. And I was like, so I texted him. I texted him once. I was like, put your phone down. And then what did I tell him the other time?
This girl is you. It's in your text messages.
Hold on. I think it was his phone. Hold on. I said, and this is, he's so goofy. I said, that girl has not stopped looking at you. Every time you talk, she focuses. I said, then I said, boy, she like you. Ain't exactly what I said. So then it took him a while.
Did you put some?
Yeah. So then it took him, he took him forever to see it. So then finally he like glanced down at his phone and I see him, he opens it up and then his head just drops to the table and he just starts laughing.
So good.
And then like, what? He was like, nothing. Just
oh my God.
There was only one other time I told him to put his phone there because he was in his phone. I was like, he ain't doing nothing engaging with the other people through his phone. So I was like, put that phone down because he will revert back to that if he gets uncomfortable. But I'm enjoying this season of him and this era that he's going, this stage that he's going through, finally warming up to.
Yeah, I know. It feels, listen, for anybody, it feels good to be liked. Like,
yeah.
Guys and girls, I feel like even when somebody isn't looking for a relationship, it's nice to know that somebody is into your face, into getting to know you, even if you don't want to get to know them back. And so I know for him,
especially at that age,
for him, he's just now entering a season in the past like year, maybe year and a half, where girls are being expressive enough that he's not confused on or completely missing that they're interested in him.
Because we've been forewarning him for like the past 2 years, especially throughout junior year. We're going to keep doing it this year. It's like, because his, you know, where he plans on going to school, them girls, it's not like he's Cali girls. Them girls are going to be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, hey, cutie. They're gonna shoot their shot.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you speak to me today? Like,
right.
So, yeah, preparing him for that. But, yeah, seeing this, him go through this and navigate it. And he's such a respectful young man. It's just like.
And him navigating a shy girl. He's never had to navigate a shy girl.
Yeah.
He's always had to navigate people who have a little bit more outgoing personality, closer, more similar to his mother's currently. Now, his mother was a shy girl when I was way more this girl's energy Yeah. Like when I was a teenager. So boys would be the more aggressive or assertive ones, i.e. my current husband. But when, what, why you looking? Oh, but for him, because he's had the opportunity to be around girls who like are real clear. Like he ain't really had to do much guesswork. This is one where it's just like, I feel like she didn't give you more than what you should ever expect.
Yeah. And that's what I was explaining to him about being bold. Because I told him, so it was one young lady that was very, like, more assertive. Yes, the word I was looking for. More assertive. And I was just like, you think about it, like, the times that y'all have talked and the experiences and all that, would that have been the same if she was as shy as you are without her being the more assertive one? He was like, no. I said, so think about that. I said, this young lady, the one that wanted to come eat your birthday dinner with you, this girl is extremely shy. She's putting herself on the road for you to run into. So she's expecting you to do more. I said, it's time for you to man the hell up. I said, you can't be this little shy dude. I said, I know that's who you are, maybe right now, but stepping into being a young man, you got to learn how you want to do the approaching and how you want to be viewed and start doing the approaching if that's what you want to do, being the more assertive person when it comes to this.
Well, I said, because you shut yourself off from a lot of people if you're always waiting for the girl to assert her, like, I like you, I'm attracted to you, yada, yada, yada. I was like, you do have to start, like, acknowledging when these shyer girls are like putting themselves, I was like, I don't know. This is the biggest act of, hey, I'm feeling you, to spend the whole afternoon and evening.
All day.
With you.
Because that thing started, what time did it start?
It started at 2. Oh, no, it started at 5.
Started at 5. And we left that place at
6. Right before 6. Because that's the only reason why they didn't get to go out for ice cream, because it was, she had to stop driving at a certain time. 7 o'clock was when she, huh?
No, it was after that.
No. It was, she had
the restaurant?
We left the restaurant at 10:46.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about from the time.
To the time we
left the restaurant.
I was saying, because she had to stop driving at 11. Yeah. That's how I know what time it was, because they were ready to go out for ice cream. They were ready to kick it longer, but she had a curfew driving. So anyways, I was like, you know, there might be someone that you find attractive that you would like to see if there's chemistry. And if you only wait for the assertive girls, you're going to close yourself off to some people. And he was like, he understood.
Yeah, and you also robbing yourself of just different experiences. Like, You can't be shy. You got to treat your peers like your peers, and anybody that is not me or your mom is a peer. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care if it's an adult. Like, be assertive when you're speaking to them. Make eye contact, especially when you go meet these young ladies' fathers. You know what I'm saying? You got to be respectful. Hold eye contact. Firm handshake. Speak up.
Right. Yeah, because we still haven't had to navigate that yet.
I've talked to him through that stuff many times.
Yeah, but we haven't really had to.
No.
We haven't had to navigate it yet. This is one that we would definitely have to navigate. That I'm certain. These dads don't realize, however, that this is as lucky as they could ever get.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you will make sure she's safe.
And a lot of them will sense that just from talking to Marcus.
Thank you, Amar. Okay, he said there was 86 of y'all watching. We appreciate it.
Just from me, like, you know, fathers pick up on stuff really fast meeting young men. So, like, they would quickly see it's like, oh, okay, he ain't no YN. He ain't even pretending to be a nice guy that's actually a YN.
So, you know, Bailey.
Yeah.
And then her stepdad, Brian.
Yeah. Oh, that's her stepdad?
Yeah, that's not.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah.
He's just the little girl's biological. Yeah. I had the thing with the teens yesterday bowling. Mm-hmm. He was like, let me come in here and see these dudes. Right? Yeah. I said, You wouldn't come in here and see the nerds? Is that what you is that what you come
yeah,
in?
She's not, she's a little girl pretty.
Yes. I said, you wouldn't come?
Yeah,
he said, nerds. He said, all right. He said, I understand. He was like, one of my friends was telling me about how they used to be in this organization and would be wilding out. I said, now once we leave here and go out with the other folks, I said, now that's a different story. I said, I can't even lie to you. I said, but here in this, she's good.
Yeah.
I said, you ain't got to worry about, you ain't got to worry about it. But,
yeah, moms be horrible at that. Find, like, seeing through the BS that young boys, but dads is like, you weren't a sign. I just remember in high school, it's just like, I knew, I had friends and I could have homegirls and they would, you know, I'm talking to so and so. And like, did he meet your parents? Yeah, my parents love him. Then it's like the mom, oh yeah, he's such a nice guy. I'm like, what? Then the daddy be like, nah. I'm like, okay, you see.
Right. Right.
It's been itching like crazy. Come on, money.
It is definitely, yeah, come on, money. It's definitely been hilarious, y'all. I'm telling you, it is my favorite soap opera. I can't get enough of it. Cannot. I'll be like, so, tell me. But what's great is, even when he doesn't have, like, tea to tell me, the teens I work with, oh, they
Angel
give
be
me.
Angel be living it up. Angel they be give all me, of these oh, kids' business.
And they love it. One was like, oh, my God, Miss Angel, did I tell you this boy, he is so fine. I said, is he, girl? She said, yes, and we've been talking every day. I said, so what you going to do? Like, what is it? And then one boy didn't go to another girl's graduation from the thing. And I said, oh, yeah, I heard, because you were just kicking it with your friends. I didn't even go to the Sweet 16 of da-da-da-da. And he was like, I don't remember. Then he was like, oh, I was with my, the girl said, no, he was with his new girlfriend. I said, oh, you got a new girlfriend? He said, yeah. I said, is she a clown like the rest of them? And Bailey said, oh, he was like, no. And he said, I have dated a few clowns. I said, I don't know why you like to play at the circus. I said, you got to come up out of there. I said, don't make me have to check this one.
Meanwhile, I don't know these kids' faces. I don't know their names. I don't know nothing about these kids. Angel, even this is a one organization. At the school, it'd be the same. I'm like, Angel, why you know all these goddamn kids?
Because I'm Miss Angel. I'm a good time.
I'm Mr. Walk By. They don't say nothing. They walk right by me.
But I'm telling you, though, you would, if you were nicer, you would enjoy the tea, too. You'd be like, no, you would, because you would be like, you know you stupid, right? They would be like, no. You are stupid. Now, I know you make good grades, but there's a lot of dumb in you. And you got to figure out a way to get that out of you. It's just so fun. Because I also know, like, most of the tea they tell me, it's more lighthearted. And this was the fun time in life.
Yeah.
Scary in a little bit, but fun. Because, like, it's just like the world is their oyster. And it's just like, have a safe blast. Mm. Have it all. Explain to me, this is about to be a hard left turn before we end this podcast. What happened in Nepal? Was that Nepal?
Yeah. It was, I don't know, it was a land, I think it was a landslide. Don't
what
get me
caused
wrong.
It? Was it a lot of
I'm
rain?
I'm not sure. I didn't see, the only thing I saw is I saw like a headline, tragedy in Nepal. It was Nepal, something else, something. And it showed this massive facility. I don't know if it was a dam. I couldn't tell what it was, this massive facility. All of a sudden, you see, it looked like land, like, just eroding really fast. And all of a sudden, it just wiped everything out. And then everything cleared, and that facility was gone. It happened literally 15 seconds.
It looked like it happened
other
so
videos
fast.
I saw, yeah, it was flooding. It was flooding in other videos I saw. But I don't know if the landslide released water.
Yeah.
Because I saw headlines for both landslide and flooding. So the other videos I saw, most of the other videos was all water rushing, like, you know, mud and everything. But the first initial video I saw was like earth. It was no water.
It was moving so fluidly.
Yeah, so that one looked like, well, landslides do look like water.
Yeah,
too.
Which is crazy.
So the other videos I saw, and that's why I was like, well, what part did I see that was all land? And then what part is like, I wonder, like, geographically where everything is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I know. I haven't, like, it's been all over the thing, but mostly everything when people said, yeah, it was flooding, I have seen most of the stuff that I saw was water, like flooding. But that first initial video I saw was land. That was not water. That was like something gave way, way up at the top, and all that land just started rushing down.
Okay, meat the landslide cubes?
Caused. Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. The landslides caused the flooding, but...
But carried the rock and the mud from the mountains as the glacier water was sliding down.
That makes sense. Okay.
It was a debris avalanche. So... The flood was from water or from a glacier melting? A glacier partially melted and then collapsed into a lake, and the lake overflowed.
Wow. Oh, so a glacier broke off.
A glacier melted. It says a larger part. They said they're saying now they think a large glacier broke off and caused the flooding.
Yeah, I'm like, a glacier melting takes a long time. Like,
okay, yeah, it wouldn't just
A glacier breaking off, however, that will
a huge piece of the glacier mountain glacier broke off, slid down the valley, back up a river, and then the flood hit the town.
So, what is a mountain glacier?
I guess so.
Because that makes sense too. Like, you know, them big pieces of mountain slide off. Do they call those glaciers?
I would think that's called avalanche.
Yeah, avalanche.
Because on a mountain, it's not.
Oh, I'm asking. I don't know.
I'm asking, too, because on a mountain, it's not ice. It's not like blocks of ice. It's snow. Yes?
Well, depending. It don't have to be snow. I'm talking about.
No, I'm saying when it is wet, when it is like water, it's not ice. Like a glacier is ice, yes?
That's what I'm asking. Like, does it have to be iced for it to be considered like, because it said mountain glacier, right? Because I'm thinking you've seen those videos where like a big piece of the mountain will break off.
Yeah.
And come down and cause a landslide and all that. Like, is that considered?
No, she was saying a huge piece of the mountain / glacier broke.
Oh, I thought you were looking at a.
No,
oh,
I'm reading what the reading people are saying.
I thought you was reading the actual official report.
They said there was ice because they are far above sea level. Glacier is basically a slowly moving river of ice. Why the broke off way high on the mountain, so it brought a lot of land. Yeah. This is crazy.
So yeah, that makes sense then from what I saw to what I saw after the fact.
How many do they have a death toll?
At the time when I first saw it, it was 30.
Okay, Nepal small?
Nepal's pretty small. That was at the, like I said, when I first seen this, I didn't see everything else 2 days later. So they said at the time, when I saw everything, when the first initial happened, it was 30. I don't know where the death toll is now. Know there's, I think, Americans over there too. I think there's a few people from here that they can't find right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
One of the most popular places on earth.
It's closer to 1,000. Over 1,000. Damn. And,
13 hours report back close to 1,000. Yeah. So when I saw it, it was like maybe an hour old. Because it's crazy what I could see. The landslide part that I saw, you saw people walking regularly, and I think they could hear. I don't know if it was sirens or whatever, but I think they all of a sudden heard something. Then you slowly started to see people run, getting out of the way. And then, like I said, within, it's like that video from nothing happening to people running. Once people started running, once all that debris, you couldn't see anything, and it cleared up.
Uh-huh.
That lasted probably 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Like it was, then it stopped. You know, water flooding, it keeps coming and coming. That was just like, the land was collapsing, but it was bad.
That's just horrible. When I saw the pictures of it and video of it, I should say, you know how when you see something that devastating and it looks like something out of a movie?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looked like. Because it looked so massive, so unearthly in the sense of it looked like an act of God because no human could do this. Right. I was just like, oh,
I just sent you a video of a piece of a mountain breaking off. Like last week, did you see that?
I don't know.
It was like they were videoing. They apparently knew it was about to happen because you could hear it like creaking and cracking. And like you just see a little burst here. They're just like a video of a mountain. You see a little burst here. It was crazy because you could hear it. It was like the cracking and stuff. You see a burst here. All of a sudden it starts happening more and more. And then it's like the face of the mountain just kind of slid off.
Jesus.
But it was all, you know, rock and stuff though.
I wonder.
But it's moving. All this shit's moving. Mountains move.
I wonder how much we can foresee. Like, was that just such a, like, random act?
Yeah, you would have to, because pressures build up. Like, with glaciers and stuff, they don't know when a glacier, they can kind of assume going off the temperature of the water and stuff. But when it finally gives way or, like, a mountain or, like, a landslide, because it's all done off pressures and, like, what's moving and what's not, it takes time to do them studies and stuff. They can, like, on a smaller scale, so there was a building. There's a building in Burbank. It has a retaining wall because they did a bunch of construction. So we have these. It's called these seismic readings that they do. We used to do it every 6 months to see if their wall is moving at all. Yeah. It's like done with lasers. Like they'll mark it,
yeah,
geographic stuff, and they'll measure it just to see if it's moving one way or the other because it would move so slow.
Yeah.
Before it's like, well, it ain't nothing else we could do. Now we got to let it collapse. But if it collapses, it's like Burbank's main water line.
Yeah.
It's like a 50-foot pipe in diameter, like water line. If that ruptures,
right,
they all the way out of luck. So
I'm just like, I wonder what could have been done. Like, I don't know if this was just never a possibility in anyone's mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know the possibility that there's always a possibility of a big earthquake here. That's why the buildings are built a certain way. That's even why the schools have certain types of emergency kits, because they're like, at any time this could happen. Is that one of those things where it's just like, dang, nobody thought that would happen?
Probably not to that extent. Even if they thought it was possible, not to that extent.
For them to have systems set up in place,
right,
or you know what I'm saying?
Because like, what for something that enormous, from the videos I saw, something that enormous, what system do you set up?
That's why I don't know.
What I'm saying? You would.
I don't know. Like, is there certain types of boats?
30 years ago to build walls to catch that, you know what I'm saying?
Because seeing people in the street, seeing it come down, you know they don't have no place to go.
Right.
Like, the building is going to get wiped away, so you can't go into the building. But also, you standing in the street.
Yeah. This is something I was reading about. It was a few months ago about, like, houses on hills. And I've been looking out ever since because we on a hill. And this is, like, look out for, like, cracks in the street, like, in front of the house. Because if you on a hill, eventually it may start to slowly erode away. I'm just like, well, I didn't think about that. And it's, but it's, you know, but like most houses on hills out here in California, it takes so long for those things to happen. So yeah, something like that. If they've been in that area for 200-300 years doing stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would it?
Yeah. Why would they think that would happen?
Oh, Nepal's old. So
it is old.
Thousands of years they've been over there.
That's so sad. That was really, 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 really sad. Does Cleveland have electricity yet? Not Cleveland.
Nah.
Gary?
I don't think they do.
Y'all
let us know. Gary, Indiana?
Looking at
it. As of Friday, they didn't.
No. Yes, they have it.
They do now?
On August 25th.
Did I just lie?
NIPSCO has restored electricity power to 99% of the customers in Gary, Indiana, with only a few hundred residents still without service. Damn, still a few hundred is a lot.
Oh, so that's what I saw. I'm like, as a Friday, remaining I know there were people outage, still without power.
Yeah, remaining outage late August 25th. Hundreds of customers in Gary were still without electricity, while full restoration was expected by midnight. Wow. That's just a lot of stuff. And then.
But at least it's in the area at least now.
Like, right. People can yeah, hopefully. Yeah, go to hotels or something. Now, Shay said something happened in Grand Canyon.
Yeah, that's what I just saw. I ain't hear nothing about that. Hopefully it ain't hurt nobody.
What happened in the Grand?
We're going to do a segment called Headlines.
Listen. Oh, it was a major flash flood. It left one person dead, 15 people missing. Damn. And forced 60 people to be airlifted to safety with significant damage to trails, bridges, and the park's water supply.
Damn. So, y'all, I talked about it. Was it about 2 months ago? This biggest El Nino that anybody living has ever experienced is already happening. It's starting. I know California is supposed to get a catastrophic amount of rain end of this year, early next year. Places are going to get hotter. They expecting, I saw one dude who's he's not a meteorologist. He studies weather and weather patterns though. Is that a meteorologist?
Yeah.
He's expecting a hurricane to hit the coast of California because of the temperatures and of the water. It's warmer than what it should be. Which is not, because we in the Pacific, it's supposed to be cold water. So that's what happens with El Nino. Water temperatures heat up, throws the cycle off. Dry places get wetter, wet places get drier, swings back and forth and all of that. He's like, a lot of people ain't gonna agree with me right now, but he was like, California this year or next year may get its first ever hurricane.
Wow.
It looked like, the way he modeled it, looked like it would be small, but a hurricane is still a hurricane. His reasonings made perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Grand Canyon thing, I'm watching it move trucks down rivers.
They got that much water?
Yes. You can see all that movement. Hold on. All that under
the... You think about it. Grand Canyon's in the desert, y'all.
Right. Don't make no
sense.
Like,
it's waterfalls out there, but Grand Canyon's in the desert.
Yeah, there was a video.
You saw it in San Diego? It said Southern California, so if it does happen, it would probably come up from Mexico, hit Southern California, and then dissipate before it gets Northern California, because that water, I don't see. If that water's hot up there, then it's more than California that's in trouble. If that Northern California water gets hot.
Well, I just had to talk about those important issues real quick. Not that my child isn't important. I was what didn't happen in the world.
That's definitely sad to see that. It's horrible to hear that death toll is, especially from when I saw it, because I thought it was an old report when I saw it. It was like 30 people had perished or whatever the word, I can't remember the word that they used. And I was like, dang, that's horrible. But from the video that I saw, I was like, thank God it wasn't more. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know it was the beginning stages of it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, guys, sorry to end on such a crazy note.
Angel. Dang.
I'm sorry. But I did enjoy talking to you guys. Please check out BetterHelp, our sponsor. We'll be back next week. I'll be back with this lovely guy.
Donate these shorts and shirt or throw
Bless
them away.
Bless his heart. Bless his mind. Bless his brain. happy back to school to all the parents out there. Hopefully your children will have a blessed, safe school year. Be praying for us in this last year. And we'll see y'all next Wednesday.
See y'all next Wednesday.
Bye.